We're continuing our talk today about the drought conditions in Oklahoma with our grain marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. And Kim, a lot of people wanting to know right now if these high prices we're seeing with wheat are because of the drought.
Well, they're partially because of the drought, but these high prices were set up last fall when the European Union, Germany especially, and other countries had problems with their production. The consumption stayed relatively high. World stocks were lower. U.S. stocks declined. And it set the stage. We've talked about it before. We were at striking distance of tight wheat stocks. And with the U.S. winter wheat problems, looks like we're going to get down to that stage. And so the prices have came back up.
And of course, the million-dollar question always is, how long do you think these prices will last?
Well, that will depend on what happens to our foreign wheat crop and how bad the U.S. winter wheat crop is hit, and the spring wheat crop, can we get it planted with it wet up north? If the foreign crops come in relatively large, then they can build or at least have sufficient wheat, then the prices will probably peak out in July sometime and then trend down into the fall and winter as the foreign crops are harvested. If we have any problems, though, with the foreign crop, then we could have prices increasing all the way out to Australia and Argentina's harvest, which starts in October. Then we could peak out and prices come down. Problems there, prices just keep coming, go all the way up into the 2012 crop.
Okay, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about quality now. In the last couple of weeks, we've been reporting on SunUp that there's really trouble in the southwestern part of the state, and that's starting to move northward. We took to the skies in the past few days and got some ideas of what it's like toward north central Oklahoma. What's your take on all that?
Well, there's some relatively good-looking wheat out there. It is all stressed, but there's some fields that are just almost non-existent. So it's spotty, which is what you'd expect because over the last few months, the rains have been spotty. However, the further north you go, the better the crop looks.
In Oklahoma. And then you've also done some travel around the region and neighboring states. What are their crops looking like?
We went up to Wichita, Kansas, and up in that area, the crop looks relatively good. Those farmers are smiling because their wheat looks good and their price looks good. Their price was $8.70 when I was up there. Of course, they were talking. You go to western Kansas, you got problems. You come down in Oklahoma, the further west you go, the worse the wheat looks. The further south you go, southwest Oklahoma is almost non-existent. Everything there is being, or not everything, but much of what's there is being zeroed out. I talked to some producers that got 2 to 4.5 bushels per acre on their insurance.
Okay, and of course, on the horizon is this availability of seed wheat. That's an issue that you're starting to look at?
I think we're going to have problems getting seed. In southern, western Oklahoma, western Kansas, they're going to have to bring the seed in from central Oklahoma and central Kansas.
Okay, and what's that going to mean for prices?
They're going to be higher.
Okay. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. We'll see you next week.